Alex Ruoff, Bloomberg government reporter. Alex, there's a lot of horse trading going on down in Washington. And, you know, as a former trader, I think the bid-ask spread and the ask was kind of out there at $3.5 billion. I think I see a bid around trillion. Let me get my numbers correct. 3.5 trillion is the ask, maybe a bid of 1.5 or 2 trillion. Where are we in trying to get a trade done here?
Well, yeah, as you're saying, there's a lot of trading here. You know, people like Bernie Sanders still say 3.5 trillion is where they want to be and where they can be. Other progressives have pushed down to, you know, in the twos, you know, mid-level twos down to two. I mean, what it comes down to is Joe Biden is asking his party to cut $1 trillion from this bill, roughly, you know, give or take, to give some compromise, to get the moderates on board. And, you know, they're trying to debate how you cut $1 trillion from this package.
So what is at risk, I guess, from this package? Because $1 trillion, that's not chump change.
No, I mean, you know, if you asked 2 years ago, if Democrats, would you take a $2 trillion domestic spending package that involved, you know, climate change provisions, free community college, right, child tax credit expansions, they'd jump on it immediately. They would say, what is this, Bernie Sanders' dream? But, you know, the bar was raised a lot this year. They had this big expectation for this big package, and they made a big wish list. Everybody kind of got together and said, what do you want? And now there's a lot of discussion. I mean, there's some debate about giving everybody a haircut. Everyone takes, you know, we drop it down. We put means testing on a lot of these programs, or, you know, we shrink what the ambitious ideas are for some of these proposals and some of the money here. And mm-hmm. I think they are sort of trying to see if they can do that, you know, because if you cut something out completely, you might lose some members, and they don't have a lot of members of Congress to give. Democrats' margins are thin.
Yep.
You can't lose a lot of people.
Right. So what happens today? I mean, it's a Wednesday. There's news articles. They get pushed off by this news, that news, whatever. But, like, I'm sure they're totally focused on this. What actually happens today?
Well, today everyone is sort of being asked, you know, they're having breakfast this morning. Leadership is taking everyone's temperature on, like, what are your biggest priorities? And I think they're sort of looking around and saying, you know, where can we cut that's not going to lose everybody? And I think they're sort of taking, you know, we do the same thing. We go ask everyone, what can't you lose? And I think Democrats, obviously climate change, focusing on climate change is going to be a high priority. Extending those tax credits, you know, improving Obamacare. Those are things that Democrats, year in, year out, they drum on that. If they can get a big win in those places, they can go back home and say, look what I got you. I got you lower insurance premiums. I'm saving your children's future. I mean, these are kind of bread and butter Democrat promises.
Alex, thank you. Alex Ruoff with this Bloomberg government today and the festivities in Washington.